Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Conor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of Weird News Wednesdays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is just too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by my best pal, Mr. Sean Meade. Sean, how's it going?
Good. I love when you call me best pal, Conor. Thanks very much.
He's like a Labrador.
Oh, friend?
So, like, when me and Sean jumped on this call to ready to record, it's obviously been a few days. I mean, First thing Sean wanted to get out of the way is, do you still like me? That was the question I got hit with.
It's true.
And I said, still on the fence. Give me another week.
Question remains unanswered. But I'm hoping after, maybe when we get to 5 years, I'll have it nailed down.
So, yeah, look, if this is weird news, if this is somebody's first episode, what do we do here, Sean?
You have spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read all of those stories out to me, a man who has been too busy questioning if he has any friends to look at any weird news.
That's the saddest one yet.
Yeah. As I was saying it, I was like, oh, this is a fucking downer, isn't it?
That's not funny. No, but this is weird news, as we said. We did not have a Movie Mondays episode this week, as we are trialling a new format where Movie Mondays now goes to Movie Monthlies.
Still will come out on a Monday when it does, but yeah.
It does, but we are trying that once a month, so your next episode will come out on the 3rd of April. We did what, the start of March, start of April, then we'll cover everything that's happened over the whole month. But, patrons, if you are on the Patreon page, you will be getting extra content over the next few days and weeks, because over the next 2 weeks to 3 weeks, we are going to be having a little small Oscars review that will be going up on the Patreon, if you want to head on over there. That's like early access to what we think of everything that happened on Sunday night. We have a Patreon hangout happening Saturday next week, so the 25th, same time as always. And what we're hoping is everyone can come join. This is the week after Paddy's Day, because this might shock you, but Paddy's Day, we're actually kind of busy.
Busy on Paddy's Day. I'll be honest, won't be in a good state the Saturday after Paddy's Day.
Sean specifically told me that I will actually be dead.
Like, Conor, I will have my camera and microphone off in that meeting.
So we're doing the 25th of March of this month, so you can get to jump on the call. We can all just hang out for an hour or two, just have a bit of a chat. We normally do like a ranking session of something stupid. We haven't made that up yet. The promotions for all that stuff will be going up over the next week or two, or over the next few days, I should say. And then lastly, we have our movie review going on up there, which happens every single month. So, yeah, head on over to the Patreon if you want all that extra
stuff
content.
On the Patreon these days. Patreon. It's so good.
Oh, man.
Get but over Sean, there.
We've got to get into weird news because it's a very important week in that a lot of mad shit happened.
Oh, and God.
I think I'm going to start with something that's been going on for a few months.
Okay.
And it's something that I didn't know how to bring up. I wanted to see it play out. But, Sean, have you heard of the slap fighting league? The power slap league that is currently going on?
I have seen some slap fighting content. This makes me sound weirder. I wasn't aware there was a league. I've just seen some rogue slap fighting games here and there.
Oh, you're an underground fan.
Just I'm a backyard wrestling kind of fella.
Yeah. So a lot of people know UFC. Well, their president, Dana White, has recently set up... there's a point to this weird news is that I wanted to talk about the Power Slap League because it's so fucking dumb that I really wanted to see what you thought of it upon seeing some clips. Because the UFC president, Dana White, he set up this league in the last few months, and the Nevada Athletic Commission has sanctioned the league for competitions in Las Vegas because they seem to like brain damage. And so the competition is that we stand across from each other, big burly men, and then I put my hands behind my back and you slap me as hard as you physically can.
Yeah.
And then you put your hands behind your back and I slap, and we do it until somebody goes down.
I think we found our next Patreon tier goal.
I'm joining the league.
I'm signed up. I've gotten a sponsor. It's paracetamol. I don't know. I assume there'll be a lot of pain involved.
It's brain scans. I'm just doing CAT scans. I'm sponsored by the hospital.
Sponsored by X-ray.
So the Power Slap League, this is Dana White's words, it's a home run, Sean. It's a home run. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic league. And it's taken over the world. And I really wanted you to watch a few clips here on the show and let everyone know what you thought of the Power Slap League.
Okay, well, I found a clip called The Hardest Slaps from Slap Fighting Championship. If you
Perfect.
Think that would be suitable
here
at
we
all.
Go. Yes.
Here's two ladies.
Let's just
are standing
have
apart.
A reaction.
Oh, she's lining it up. Oh! Oh, that was intense. She took out a mouth guard, ladies and gentlemen. So, at least there's some level of safety in this.
Yeah,
that's a full fucking slap, though.
Yeah. There's also a video of a man who continues to compete even as half of his face swells to seemingly twice its size. Such exposure has led to questions about the safety of slap fighting.
Do you think this is better or worse than, like, boxing?
It has got to be worse. Boxing, at least you protect yourself and your head.
And, like, this is an open palm slap with, a good swing up. It's going to do proper
damage. I suppose people like CTE or maybe degenerative brain diseases or just concussions in general. And so this is going on. What the fuck?
Also, sorry, the two fucking like commentators for this are Arnold Schwarzenegger and Logan fucking Paul.
This does not need us to cover it in terms of a good publicity. This needs us to bring it up that this is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen, and why does this exist?
Can I just say, the streamer recently, Ludwig, he did a chess boxing tournament that also included a slap boxing tournament on the end. Now, somehow adding chess to it makes it more credible, whereas this is just, you're literally just watching two humans slap each other for no reason.
Yeah, and I suppose in UFC, right, whatever you think of UFC as a sport, you can still defend yourself, which is part of it. So when you get knocked out, it's mostly your fault. You didn't get your hand up in time. This, it's pretty rare.
Sorry, it's the video still on. Dust came off of that man's face.
How old was he?
No, I think they chalk up their hands before.
Ah, of course, of course.
But yeah, sorry, yeah, at least you get to defend yourself in an actual, like, one-on-one fight. There's some level of I can prepare for what's about to come, not just I can take a slap.
Now I know what you're thinking, right? Because one side, we have Chris Nowinski, who ironically was formerly a WWE wrestler, who has a really cool story in that he's now the co-founder and the CEO of Concussion Legacy Foundation. And Chris is very active on Twitter, basically being like, concussions are real terrible. Yeah. All these men, when they're 60, will not be able to remember their own names. We should probably protect them. Yeah, oh, come on now, come on now. But he's like, maybe we should do something about it, because obviously, real bad. He says this is one of the stupidest things you can do. On the other side, Dana White says, I think CTE and concussions are definitely overblown.
Wow. Wow, that's a big claim to make as the head of a lot of people
still just don't understand that it's still a slap, like, it's not... It's not that bad.
You can die from a slap, lad. Like, you can die from a tap at the end of the day. I just can't get over the fact that he said concussions aren't that big of a deal. It's fine. Grow up.
So my question to you, Sean, is where do we go from here? What competition can come next? Like, we've got power slaps. What is another wet willy competition? Maybe some sort of noogie.
A wedgie
who can outlast
off.
The other? The wedgie off. I'm thinking we get more and more violent with more school ground games that we can really fuck some shit up.
That is true. And I have a thought on that. Also, sorry, the other guy just got knocked out from a slap. That's anytime you get knocked out.
Pretty bad
for your brain. Yeah. So we've talked about Red Robin, correct? The playground game where children get clotheslined. So my idea is we do that, but we put everyone on one of those like airport travelators, so you're going really fast. And then just slam into some, and it's grown people at this point, so some like 30-year-old's elbow just hits you in the face. That's my
and
plan.
And so, well, no, but then the issue becomes, like, how many travelators do you have? How many airport rows do you, because, like, do you have, like, 60 going one way and 2 going the other way?
No. Oh, that's a good question. Should they both be accelerating? You could do it.
Because I think you need both of them.
Ah, no, what I've worked it out here using maths and science. So, we have the wall of children. No, actually, they'll be grown-ups. The wall of grown-ups remains stationary for logistical purposes. But the airport travelator goes twice as fast as normal.
Oh.
So the momentum, the impact is still the same, maths-wise. Yeah. You can also sprint on the travelator if you want. You can go super speed. You can wear those weird shoes we talked about that make you faster. This is all fair game in the travelator kickoff.
I think slapping... I mean, if you're going to get dumb with it, it's not dumb enough. Like, it's a level of stupidity that's going to cause long-term brain damage. I think you need something that won't cause that damage, but is equally as entertaining. And I don't know what it is, but I do like the Robin. I do like...
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Pool noodle fencing, perhaps?
Oh, pool noodle fencing. But also there's a tub of crocodiles underneath you or something.
Tub of crocodiles or... No, tub of snapping turtles. They won't kill you, but they'll really hurt.
Mouse traps.
And you have a choice that you can... Yeah, mouse traps, that'd work. We're just inventing the TV show Jackass right now.
I think we are, yes. No, I know. I think it needs to be less... What is something you do to your younger sibling?
As a younger sibling, I couldn't possibly comment, Connor.
I mean, we had a game of slaps, but that was with your hands. That wasn't with your face.
Yeah, Bloody Knuckles, that was another classic. Did you ever play that?
I've never played Bloody... What's
right.
Bloody Knuckles?
Bloody Knuckles. To do this, you're going to need a coin and a school desk and two pairs of hands. So you get your make a fist with your hand, put your knuckles flat down on the desk, and your friend flicks a coin at your knuckles. And the first one to bleed loses.
That is genuinely the stupidest. Dana White, do not give him ideas. He's looking at this like, fuck, actually, can I make the lads bleed?
It's a good game. It's a good game, you know.
That is the stupidest game I've ever heard.
I went to an all-boys school. What do you want from me?
Jeez, look at these lads with their coins. I didn't have any coins.
Yeah, that's the only reason you didn't play it.
I didn't have nothing. We were trying to do it with paper. Just paper cuts.
Well, there's an argument there. Could work. Could possibly work.
My favourite was the fact that they mentioned that it should not have been put forward. Basically, they said that there was actually one of the stupidest things they ever did, and approving the league was a mistake.
I like how they're instantly just like, no, we messed up here, guys.
We actually just got paid a bunch of money and then said yes, and now we're regretting it because people are dying.
Yeah, and like the lawsuits and things. Also, sorry, the most recent video on their channel is from a month ago, and it's called SFC Underground. Which
that's for you.
That's for me. That's the one I'm interested in. It's just lads getting the shit kicked out of them. Now, look, let's play devil's argument here, all right?
Mm.
This is arguably more accessible for people looking to enter than UFC is. Because you don't need to train your full body and mind to be able to kill a man. You just need to be able to slap really hard.
You just need some lad with a concrete fucking head. And every school has a lad with a concrete head that you run into walls.
Yeah, that's it. Just one lad who's just built to take damage.
He's just built different. There's nothing in there, but it's strong structurally.
You gamble really hard and you go like full glass cannon, where you can hit like a supersonic jet.
Yeah.
But if a breeze blows over you, you are in the hospital.
So you really, it's one and done. You need to win the coin toss.
Yeah.
And then you need to knock them out.
So 50% of the time, roughly, you're going to win. Yeah. Which, it's a pretty good win rate in fighting.
I mean, well, not really.
Well, look, be good for me.
You take 50%.
I'll take 50%. I'll take 20%. I don't care.
I'll fight Brock Lesnar and I'll win 20% of the time.
Feel like I couldn't. Usually I have the gene that is like,
even
no, I'd be great at that. No, not a chance.
Even
I would
not fight Brock Lesnar.
No.
If I gave you €5 million and you had to last in a UFC cage with Brock Lesnar for 3 minutes, no rules, would you take it?
When you say last, what does that mean?
He's out to kill.
Is he allowed to kill?
Yes, there's no rules.
Oh, fuck, no. No, if he's allowed to kill, no.
With his bare hands.
He's just, because he'll just choke me immediately. No,
he'll just pick up your legs and pick up your arms and rip you in half. Yeah. And throw both of them away.
I'll just get spaghettied.
Sean, we're going to have to move on. I wanted to cover Power Slap League just so you know that we know what's happening. It's the dumbest thing we've ever seen. And
do we have to say don't try this at home on the show? Oh, is that a thing that we do?
Well, to be honest,
play Bloody Knuckles instead.
We normally give terrible advice, so should we go the opposite way? Maybe do try it? No, don't try this because your brains are important. That's what I would say.
That's the Heroes for Hire motto.
I'm going to come in strong. I'm positive for brain.
He's big into brain in a big way.
I'm bringing to Bane.
Bringing to Bane. He's been slapped one too many times.
Sorry, I had a competition there before I came on.
Have you ever been slapped? Sorry, have you ever been slapped?
No, I don't think I've ever. It's a bit more demeaning than a punch.
It is. I was slapped once for a short film I was in. But never, like, in real life.
Yeah, but surely it was an acting slap.
No, the co-star didn't...
You said Daniel Day-Lewis me beat the fucking piss out of me.
No. I was under the impression it was going to be a fake slap. And then suddenly it wasn't.
But then that's how you get a real performance. I bet your reaction was quite good.
I took the slap like someone who had been slapped and was surprised by it. Absolutely.
I like the idea you get slapped and then you just go, do you still like me?
Look, you're never quite sure, you know?
I'm getting the impression you're not a big fan.
Weird vibes here.
Sean, we're gonna move on to our next piece of news. And this is an escape. A zoo escape that we need to cover. Because Flacco the Owl has grips New York after 1 month on the run following zoo escape. So, for the last few weeks, it's the 13-year-old Eurasian Eagle Owl, which escaped from New York Central Park Zoo last month after somebody vandalised the steel mesh of his enclosure. He is still at large, yet to be caught. He is on the loose, Sean. They cannot get him.
Okay. So, is it bad? This brings up a bigger question. Is it bad that he's on the loose, Connor? Is it not better for an owl to be free to fly?
Ever since Flacco had been flying out from new locations within the park, so he's still in Central Park, I'm pretty sure, or he's in Manhattan, definitely, which evening followed by a crowd of birders. So he's being followed around by bird watchers currently around Manhattan looking for him.
I didn't think bird watchers were that, mobile. You know, I thought you just watch birds from your own house. Genuinely, I'm not denigrating anyone's hobbies or anything like that. I think bird watching's class. Birds are nice. But I thought it was just something you did from your own house or like in the woods.
Sure, you're only going to see the same three birds from your house. You need to get out in the world. See them all.
You're saying all this.
You're scum.
It makes sense.
We're all thinking it, lads.
I never considered it.
Me and the bird watching community, we've come in strong here.
Oh, I don't want to be cancelled within the bird watching community. I never considered
the
social aspect of bird watching.
Don't talk to anyone.
No, it's
Look
not
out
even
your
that.
Fucking window. I'll be happy,
that.
Lads. That's what you're
birds
saying.
Birds are really cool. I'm not saying nothing about birds.
This is how you get cancelled.
After every fucking topic that we've covered, the bird watchers come for me.
So Flacco, he's basically flying around. David Barrett said, I've had a few celebrity birds. The Mandarin Duck was the first in 2018, said David, who runs the Twitter account Manhattan Bird Alert and has been tracking Flacco's movements. So this is big fish.
Sorry, this is a running theme on the show, apparently, of just me seeing birds that are really cool. I'm going to send you a photo of this fucking Mandarin duck because my God, that's a
well, I mean, he said it was a celebrity bird and David wouldn't lie. Big Daddy Day
Big
would
Daddy
not
D.
lie to us.
No, I'm putting this right in the chat of the Google Meet here now and you're going to look at that and react to it. Justbirding.com for anyone interested. Look at that bird!
Not
a handsome bird!
It looks like a plate.
Doesn't it? Yeah, it looks like
the
a ceramic
you get
plate.
On a plate.
God, you couldn't paint a bird that good.
Well, have you ever seen Bob Ross? No, not Bob Ross. Is it Bob Ross?
Bob Ross paints landscapes.
Yes, I was thinking of Rick Ross and then I went, wait, no, I got that wrong. But Bob Ross was the right one.
Yeah. Now, Don Conroy, there's a man who'll draw an owl for you really quick.
Nobody internationally knows who Don Conroy is.
Don Conroy presented a art show for children on RTE2 here in Ireland in the mornings.
Oh, he was a madman. A madman for a bird, so he was. He'd love a bird.
I think I'm friends with him on Facebook. But,
there's no way you're friends with Don Conroy on
Facebook.
I look it up.
But
how are you friends with him?
I don't know. I think I added him during COVID or something.
He's the most famous man in Ireland.
He's basically the president of Ireland. But every episode, he just teaches you to draw a different owl. It was class.
I think most of them had the same features as well.
Well, most owls have the same features. Like,
true.
You know, not to
be
generalize.
Fair, he wasn't lying. He was like, this is a barn owl. Tomorrow we're going to do a very similar owl, but call it something else.
Do you know what, Don? You called it. You called it right there.
So, the closest the zoo has come to recapturing him was shortly after his escape, when staff placed a small cage with a white lab rat inside. So, this is their take, right? They think, and they release a statement, saying that these raptors, raised in captivity, generally cannot hunt because they have to learn it from a parent. Okay? So they thought that was their ace in the hole for the last few weeks, in that he doesn't know to hunt. He's been raised in the zoo. Eventually he's going to get hungry. Come back to us and look for some food.
Because but what if he learns to hunt? What if he just figures it out? What if he finds a new class way of hunting?
They have now found that Flacco is feasting and has been spotted regularly with some bones and fur regurgitating out of his mouth.
Oh my God. Like
the zoo
king.
The zoo added that it would have to rethink its strategy in quotation marks.
So what was the rat doing in the cage?
Their plan was they were going to put a rat in the cage.
Oh, sorry, he was food. Sorry,
he can't. Oh my God, the rat wasn't like a hunting rat.
Saying, are they friends or something?
Oh, is that Bill? I'll fly down and have a chat with Bill. Bill, what are you doing in that cage? Cheers. Or the idea of like, they're like, we've tried for weeks to try and catch this fucking Flacco. Just cannot catch him. The door just opens. They all turn and they can't see anything. But slowly a rat just comes around the corner smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
What are you looking for? A fucking owl, are you? Right, I'm the best owl expert in this fucking area. I'll tell you that now.
His little like rat nails down a blackboard. It's like, you want an owl? I'll get you an owl.
Dead or alive, lads. So the zoo has added that it has to rethink its strategy. So they tried out detective rat, then they tried out the lab rat that could possibly hunt, and now they're trying rats that they thought would make him fly in and he'd eat them. But if he's hunting by himself, he is still at large, Sean. There is an owl going around causing mischief in the Manhattan area. We don't know how to stop him.
I mean, he's just being an owl though, isn't he? Arguably, he's being more of an owl now than he was in the zoo. And is that so wrong, you know?
Mm. Now, here's the thing, though. Now, this is where it gets a bit dramatic, because Flacco spent Valentine's Day a few weeks ago in a wooded part of the park known as the Ramble, near the usual spot of a great horned owl named Geraldine, who has lived in Central Park since January of 2022, longer than any other owl on record. So I'm going to throw to you, Sean, the theory that Flacco, maybe he's in love, maybe this is a rom-com movie, he's broken out of the jail, he's found love, and he no longer wants to go back.
Could be a bit of a Romeo and Juliet situation, Connor.
You got it back with Juliet.
Fucking nailed
it. I will say, the first one was terror. I was about to come in hard.
Oh, I know.
Juliet dragged the back.
Juliet, because that's what I would say.
You're on fucking tin ice, lad.
Look, sorry, I wasn't. Because she's like the rough and tumble owl living in the wilderness. And he's like the posh preppy owl that's lived in a zoo his whole life.
Yeah, it's like the opposite Titanic.
It's exactly the opposite Titanic, except with owls and on land and in a park and in New York.
The Notebook.
I've never seen all of The Notebook.
So Gosling is poor.
Builds a house. Does he build a house?
But that's later on. That's later on.
I've seen the back half of The Notebook, I realise.
You've seen the back of the DVD case of The Notebook. They're in the rain. McAdams is from a rich family, as far as I remember, and he's from a poor family, and they fall in love, Sean. It's absolutely lovely. But
Donald Gleeson can travel through time.
See, once again, I think she made the wrong choice. I know Gosling is, like, he looks like Gosling, but Gleeson can travel through time. If we're going to go through movies...
We're going to go through Rachel McAdams' rom-com movies.
Let's go through every movie. Wasn't she in The Time Traveler's Wife as well?
I think she had a string of being in Nicholas Sparks adaptations, I think.
And she's just a mad woman for a time travel story.
It's the most romantic thing there is, you know?
You could actually say... both of those movies swap the name of them and they're the exact same.
About
you get
time,
away with
the
it.
Time Traveler's Wife. Yeah, you know what? Actually. Richard Curtis, what are you fucking doing, man?
So zoo staff has returned multiple times to try to catch him again and again, with one birder posting a photo and writing, "I just told them the world is watching." I love the idea that they got really sad.
Yeah.
They're out with like a net on their fifth goal and everyone's like, "You know the world is watching, just
everyone
to let you know.
Wants you to catch
you
this
are
owl.
Getting fucking mugged off by this yeah. owl. If we're honest with ourselves here.
Your son is watching on TV and he's just at the age where he's about to form an opinion of you.
And to be honest with you, he does not look happy.
He's pretty poor.
He just kind of quietly tutted, looked down at the ground, shook his head and then went to play with his toys again.
He lit a cigarette for some reason. His mother was cool with that.
She gave it to him.
She gave it to him.
She had her head down as well.
She was like, "Oh, I know what he's feeling. I know what he's going through right now. You're pathetic."
So, Sean, how do we stop Flacco is the question. Do we allow him to just go free? Is this the plot of the movie where the zoo are the enemy and Flacco is the hero?
I think so, let Flacco go free is my view. Mm. However, if I were in charge of the zoo and my task was to capture an owl...
If you were Matt Damon.
And I had, let's just say, bought a zoo.
You had purchased, perchance, a zoo.
It's my favourite thing of just... Like, the "we bought a zoo" jokes are my favourite thing on Twitter.
It's so dumb. It's amazing.
But I would find the natural predator of the owl. Which... looking it up.
The lab rat.
You've got wildcats, foxes, raccoons, weasels, snakes, squirrels, hawks, skunks and eagles are the predators of the owl. So, I would release
Big
a load
of
snakes into Central Park, correct?
Or bobcats.
Oh. Give me half bobcats, half snakes.
And then we get the snakes and we tell them the bobcats have been talking shit about them.
Yeah.
And then we tell the bobcats the snakes are cool with you. And so there's a bit of confusion.
Yeah, yeah.
And
no one knows who to
bobcats
trust.
Are like, we're allies. Snake's not feeling it. Flacco's getting away. Flacco's in the middle of the Civil War. Flacco's flying away with Geraldine.
That's the thing, yeah. Because as leader, as Matt Damon of the zoo that I bought, actually want Flacco to escape. So yeah, I turn.
But it's
both
bad
sides.
For your zoo that you have bought. So actually, it's a terrible business investment.
But now I've got to capture all these bobcats and snakes. And the natural predator of the bobcat.
There's no way they have the same natural predator.
Yeah. So you go, oh, Jesus. Mountain lions, coyotes, foxes, owls are the predator of the bobcat. It's a tit for tat situation.
We get Flacco on site.
Right? Yeah,
so we get Flacco.
We pull him back in.
We go Flacco, right. Look, we know we sent those bobcats. We now need you to get rid of what we sent to get you, okay? I know this is embarrassing for us, but we need you on site here, Flacco. They're fucking them and the snakes are causing a ruckus.
It's, they've teamed up. They've overcome their differences. Now they've taken over Central Park.
They're just mugging people.
Also, wolves and humans are the predators of the bobcat.
Okay, so we just send a bunch of humans into Central Park.
There's already humans in Central Park, though, and I wager the humans in Central Park would be easily defeated by bobcats and snakes.
Bobcats more true to... All day, every day. Unless you specifically told them there might be a bobcat in there, here's a sword or an axe on your way in.
Interesting that you're just handing out swords.
I think handing out swords at random is a much safer environment than just walking through a park with a 0.1% chance of seeing a bobcat that doesn't exist.
What if we just... And I know it's bad because it's like the one green area in New York City. But what if you just... Yeah. Close Central Park and just let all the animals loose, you know?
You're like thinking of the last episode of The Last of Us.
I'm exactly thinking of the last episode of The Last of Us, which we will not spoil, but also...
We will not spoil. We could maybe do some on the Patreon eventually, but we won't spoil it.
We'll get around to it. Also, there is Phoenix Park in Ireland, where all of the phoenixes live.
That's not true.
No, it's not true. There's a lot of deer just walking around.
Just, and they'll mug you. So what's the natural is bobcat for deer as well? Like, are these international bobcats that we need to like maybe bring around with us?
We might have to import the bobcats. Yeah, that's going to be quite tricky. True.
And the snakes are going to be difficult because nobody likes snakes.
I like snakes. Snakes are cool.
What are you talking about? Snakes are mad.
Snakes are class. They have big eyes and little smiley mouths.
Have you never... Oh, what? Have you ever seen that video of the massive anaconda in the ceiling? And your man pokes the roof or the ceiling and the whole room, like, the ceiling collapses?
Yeah, yeah, I did see this.
Oh, that's horrible.
Good. Snakes are cool. Snakes are class. They never did anything wrong.
Nope.
Except, I mean... Convince Eve to eat that apple that one time, I suppose.
The movie Anaconda. Have you ever seen that?
Which one is that?
That's the one with... Is that the one with Matthew McConaughey in like the 90s?
Can't remember.
There's one where he faces a massive snake in the 90s. I can't remember what it's called.
The only Matthew McConaughey movie from the 90s I remember is Tiptoes. The one where Gary Oldman...
Time to Kill?
What's A Time to Kill?
A Time to Kill. You've never seen A Time to Kill.
I might have done. I'm not good with movies.
Oh, you literally are in a movie podcast, man.
Not anymore. It's every month. Mud. True. Matthew McConaughey. He fights a snake, I believe.
Does he?
I don't know. He's stuck on an island.
No. It's not Mud.
He's in a movie called Mud. Like, Matthew McConaughey snake, Mud came up, Connor. What do you want from me?
But is Rachel McAdams in that, or is there no time travel involved?
There's no time travel. She'll only do time travel projects. We said
that's
this.
Specifically what she does. She was also in Doctor Strange, which is multiverse hopping, but she's okay with that because you're kind of travelling.
He controls time a little bit. He had a gem for a bit.
Yeah, true. That's true. So we're going to have to move on from Flacco the Owl because...
Snakes are class.
I wanted to cover a Sean Solves very quickly that I was put in here specifically just to see your reaction. Because, Sean, you solve a lot of relationship problems. You solve a lot of problems of love, I would say.
I'm kind of a love expert myself.
A love guru. Remember that movie?
Yeah, I do remember that one, weirdly enough.
The Shrek was in it. So my pal charged for drinks at a house party and then called me cheap when I refused.
Wait, so you went to a house party, there were drinks there, and then after the fact you got charged for them?
No. So this is part of our Sean Solves, where Sean is an agony aunt, solves a problem that somebody has written in to somewhere else. I steal it, and I want Sean to solve it in a much better way than what they did.
A more efficient accurate way.
And so what... Because they're not going to get into the nitty-gritty of what's the natural predator of a bobcat.
They're owned by big media, you know, so they have to, like, be...
Nobody's covering mud.
No one's covering mud.
We're Matthew McConaughey. So a man has decided to exclude some friends from future plans after they charge guests for drinks at their own house party. So, what happened, right? Him and his wife... had attended their house party and saw the invite, told them to expect to buy their own drinks, which is like, bring your own booze, I suppose.
Yeah.
They didn't think much of it, and they arrived empty-handed. Okay, so far not fantastic.
Not ideal. Is there an off-license close to the house? Is there a spa that sells wine?
Really cheap wine.
You got a nice wine in Spar, a bit of Pinot Grigio, yellowtail.
Only to discover, upon arrival, that their pals were charging up to £8 for drinks that were being served to guests.
Here's the thing, right? Because I would usually bring something if I was going to a house party, is the thing.
True.
If I don't, I'll happily not drink. But usually people are like, oh, you'll have what? Like, people aren't mean as fuck. Paying £8 for a drink at a party, I'm sure that's illegal as well to sell alcohol on your own premises. Like, that's fucked.
So on his way out, he said he told them it was taking advantage of their friends by making them pay for their own booze. But they have labelled him cheap. So I wanted to see how you felt, Sean, and how we can solve this moving forward. Because look, the man then added that if the profits of the night were to go to charity or some other good cause, he would have definitely bought more drinks. Didn't really give a shit, but felt strongly about his friend and his girlfriend pocketing the cash at their own house party for drinks that were provided.
What are you paying £8 for? Is that a bottle of beer, or is that like you know, a bottle of wine that's kind of like, you know, bottom shelf
they
wine?
When they arrived, his friend and his girlfriend were standing behind their own kitchen counter that they were using as a bar.
This is illegal. This can't be done.
And charging the guests for drinks.
No.
Now, I was confused for a few reasons. One, the fact that the party was held at my friend's house. It's not like this was at an event space. So something like this would be normal.
Yeah.
Two, there was no bartender that they hired or anything like that. It was literally just two of the four of them standing in the kitchen at the time, making drinks for people and then charging them accordingly to each drink.
How old are these people? Is this like 18-year-olds or is it like...
I assume maybe 30s.
That's too old to be going on with this kind of shit. Like, I would say, after a certain point, there just becomes a "we'll get each other back eventually" rule, you know.
Well, this is where he said. He added then that he has also done house parties at his place and has never charged anyone for booze and has told them to let them have them whatever they wanted.
That's the thing. I've not thrown that many parties, but any party I have had, there's just been like an extra box of beer bought. I was like, yeah, you can pull from that as you need. Or here, I'm having some of this, you have some of this. It's like, it's not you are rationing to what you brought yourself.
So, Sean, where do we go from here? What is the next step that this man can take? Because he's been branded cheap from one side, and he's kind of come out and said this is a bit weird from the other. So, what would you say, next steps? Do you hang out with the couple again? How do you solve it? How do you approach them? You're definitely going to get turned on.
Okay, look. The real answer would be you meet up at a cafe the next day and clear the air. See what's going on.
Go to Spar. Buy a wine. Yeah. Get pissed.
Write a text. Send it immediately. Don't even read over it, okay?
Here are you. Fuck you. That's what you say in the text.
Tweet them. Send an email to their place of work. Tell them what they did.
Tell their boss.
Like, I could understand. See, it's the fact for me that they were set up at the counter like a bar, ready to take payment. That's a very weird transaction to do at a party in your friend's house.
Yeah, like if you came over to my house and then you were like, oh, and I was like, oh, do you want a drink? And you said, oh, yeah, can I have a pint? And then I got you a bottle and I poured it into a glass and gave it to you. And I was like, right, there's €6, please.
Yeah. I'll be honest, Connor, I'd be pretty taken aback.
I was expecting five. Okay, then.
It's robbery. It's robbery, those prices.
Fucking dear prices these days, lad. It's Temple Bar.
Look, and I get the invitations. Did the invitation say buy your own drink? As if that was the selling point of the party.
I think it said bring your own drink if you wanted. But that's... Then it's never actually explained. If you brought your own drink, do they then pour it out? Say you bring a bottle of wine, but you turn up and you're like, can I have, to start with, a vodka and coke? And then they give you what they have. Then they charge you £8. But if somebody else orders the wine and they give them some of your wine, then do you get that money back?
Because that's the thing, is where do you draw the line in this? It's like, at what point do you charge for the electricity that the lights use while the people are there? Like, what's going on with that?
It's kind of a one and done situation. They host you, you host them. And then it's kind of unwritten, I suppose. Like, I'm trying to solve this for you, Sean, but like...
No, go ahead, please.
Like, you host it, we host it. I suppose the idea is that both of us would be like, well, I'll get it this time. Because you're hosting the next one.
Yeah. Well, that's how it would work in a normal world. However, the real answer is that you start throwing increasingly elaborate parties.
Perfect.
And ramp it up every time. Invite Gatsby these people level. To everyone. Gatsby level. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then keep just ramp it up every time. Invite them to everyone. Each one involves more and more commitment of theirs financially. So the first one might be like, oh, wear a silly hat. And then the next one is like, most gold wins. And then just keep upping it and upping it and upping it and upping it. To the point where they're buying you the house that you're going to party in.
It's a new house party. Everyone bring your latest house purchase.
Bring your deed, please. We'll put them all in a hat and I'll run off with them at the end of the night. And then you jump in fully suited, face first into the swimming pool.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. So, well, no, he doesn't. I don't want to spoil the end of Gatsby, but he doesn't jump face first. He doesn't jump.
No,
face
he does.
First into the pool.
No, I think no, he jumps. No. I think he does a big dive, belly flops, and everyone says, okay. Wehey. That's how Gatsby
who's
ends.
Who's there? Who says Wehey? Tobey Maguire?
I don't know. I've never watched or seen it or read it.
You've never seen either of the Great Gatsbys or read
no!
it?
No!
What? What? Baz Luhrmann's Great Gatsby.
Didn't pass me by. Didn't pass me by. Like actually, it passed
did
me
pass
by.
You by.
Yeah.
Literally
no.
did.
No. I didn't see it.
Well, we covered the Great Gatsby in our exams for school.
Ah, okay.
That was one of our English proposition that we had to cover that and then talk about American wealth and the whole fucking all that shit.
I did Casablanca, I believe.
Nah. Perfect. Perfectly, the year I did my exams, The Great Gatsby came out that February. So we were laughing, lad. We
had it set. Yeah. Nice one. You talked about Spider-Man 3 for 24 minutes.
I've seen that movie a few times now at this stage, to be honest.
Fair, probably Tobey
Maguire's in it. You got DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Is he good? Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's pretty good. It's really well directed. Baz Luhrmann's pretty good. This is the movie to show, but sure. I mean, it's Baz Luhrmann. You know what you're going to get.
Apparently Elvis is mixed. I haven't seen Elvis either, but apparently it's not.
I thought Elvis was good.
It's really weirdly edited.
It is. There are some parts that are good. Tom Hanks is really bad at it.
You've said this to me,
Tom Hanks is really weirdly bad for Tom Hanks, but I thought the movie in general was pretty good. I think Austin Butler's great. This is our Oscar review. We're not going to get into that.
We'll just chop this output into the
other than him having to sell his soul to Elvis for the movie.
He got possessed by Elvis for 3 years and didn't fucking win anything. That's gas.
Oh man, you'd be raging. You'd be fucking raging.
We'll get into all of that on the Patreon show, though.
So, Sean, look, my question to you is how do you solve this moving forward? Elaborate parties is what we're saying.
I think so, to the point that it gets ridiculous and they have to be the ones to say, no, come on, you can't expect us to spend this much. And then you say, aha! And then
we're playing poker, the buy-in is 10 grand.
Yeah, the buy-in's a finger.
Would you have to give each other's fingers?
Yeah. You have to, you can only bet someone else's finger.
But you have to be, somebody you have to arrive with.
Yeah, and you look them in the eye and you just say, I'm all in. And then you hold up a cleaver.
I really feel confident with my 2-2s. Come on.
I'm going all in on a 3 and a 4. Let's do this.
He's the worst gambler I've ever seen. No hand left. Oh man. I'll get it back, I promise. Just give me the other hand.
It's toes. Toes. You'll take toes, right?
So, Sean, we're moving on to our next piece of news. And I have family raises 250-pound animal for 2 years, thinking it's a dog, but it turns out to be a bear.
Oh, dear. That's 2 years? You'd realise it's not a dog fairly quickly, right?
A family in rural China adopted a dog they believed was a puppy, but discovered 2 years later that it was actually a bear. So Yun, who lives the outside in the Yunnan province, is said to have bought a puppy on vacation a few years ago, which she was told was a Tibetan Mastiff.
Big dog.
A Tibetan Mastiff is a large dog with a thick coat that is a mixture of black and brown, and they have like an upper weight limit of 150 pounds. Fairly descriptive.
Fairly large.
The owner was initially shocked by her dog's ravenous hunger, resulting in him devouring a box of fruits and two buckets of noodles daily, every single day.
If your dog starts eating like that, go to a vet.
After 2 years, her pet weighed in at a whopping 250 pounds and was still expanding now that it was 2 years old. The woman's confusion turned to fear as she then saw the animal's unusual ability to walk on two legs.
God, this is a very talented dog, isn't he?
This dog is amazing.
He's like Goofy from the Disney Channel.
The more he grew, the more like a bear he looked, she told the news.
But I'd wait, like, I'll give you a pass in the first 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
But after that, it's definitely a bear cub and not a dog, right?
She then says, she's as someone who's a little scared of bears, who's not scared of bears, the owner's growing suspicions about her pet's true nature didn't sit well with her. I love the fact that he's walking around on two legs, eating like 14 pounds of noodles a day. Yeah. And she's just like, that dog is very big.
Just stealing very picnic strange. Baskets left and right.
He's got very large paws that he's eating those noodles with.
He goes to sleep every winter for like 3 months. Like
some man to catch a fish. Some dog.
Mad for salmon, that dog.
Mad for salmon, that dog. Sue called the police. Because who else do you call? And they confirmed that Sue's dog was a rare and threatened black bear from around the area. It is estimated that a mature bear of that kind, sometimes called a Himalayan or moon bear, may weigh up to 400 pounds.
That's fair, but I will say that is the bear you want to come up against if you're attacked by a bear. Because if the bear is brown, you lie down and play dead. If it's a black bear, you're meant to fight back. And if it's a grizzly bear, you're probably dead anyway. So the black bear is the best of the bears.
Where did you learn this information?
Genuinely, I don't know, but I've thought about that fact maybe twice a month for the last 4.5 years.
Because we live in Ireland, and there's no bears.
No bears.
There's actually nothing here. There's no animals that will harm you in any way, shape or form.
No, we used to have wolves, but we hunted them to being gone. There's talk of reintroducing the wolf to Ireland. But no bears.
No, there's no bears. So you just learned that off your own back just in case one showed up.
Yeah, I used to read a lot. Like, do you remember the Dangerous Book for Boys and stuff like that? Like,
No, but I know the vibe you're giving off.
Yeah, like those books of like old school fucking hokey wisdom for lads. And then I read I think it's called the Gorgeous Book for Girls or some shit like that. And it's shit like how to open a nail salon. And I'm like, oh my God, it's the 21st century. What is this?
There is heavy sexism going on here.
So why are they marketed like this? This is awful.
This will get the kids on board.
But like, yeah, I used to have, like, oh man, I was big into those books. I know a lot of weird facts about surviving in the wild.
You know what? Right now, I'm just thinking of you on Bear Grylls' show teaching him. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he would say so, but you would go, that's actually not that true, Bear. And what kind of bear are you? I just need to know from my reaction. I didn't have a grill section of my information book for boys.
Look, as apt and laboured as that joke is, Connor, I feel I would genuinely be good in a Bear Grylls type scenario.
You're dead. You're dead within days.
You drop me into the jungle with a full pack of supplies, I'll be grand for ages.
A full pack of supplies being what?
Some rudimentary tools and cooking equipment,
right,
of course.
Okay. So you do like a full fucking stove.
No, like a little. Because I'll build a fire. Give me a lighter. Give me a little flint and tinder thing. Give me a knife. Give me a hatchet.
Okay, you're only allowed to bring three. And you go out to the... You're going out into the wild.
Sturdy knife. Hatchet.
Sturdy knife. Hatchet. That's two and the same thing. That's a terrible two choices.
No. Yo, you're going to cut down a fucking tree with a knife, are you? Get it
I
together.
Fucking would.
Get
I'm
it together,
hard, you lad. I'm hard. Well, you're going to have to use a two of your three choices of blades.
I, who's ever wanted less blades, Connor? First
sure, you can't eat a blade, can you?
No, but you can use it to skin an elk, if needs be.
How are you going to kill the elk?
With the knife.
Oh yeah, an elk just lets you walk up to it and fucking slice it up.
I would stealth the elk.
You have no stealth in your body.
I'm
what
in
are
the
you
trees. I'm in the trees.
How are you going to climb a tree?
Same way I always climb trees, one step at a time.
So you're going to be in a tree,
yeah,
waiting on an elk to just wander around underneath.
I'm going to jump down, impale myself on its antlers.
You're immediately dead. And it doesn't know what's happened. It's killed you and it doesn't even know what the fuck. So you're going to hide in a tree,
yeah,
not set any traps, wait yeah for an elk to come to you on the island, and then dive down and slice it up stealthy with the knife.
Yeah, no, what I would do is, no, actually, no, you're right, that's silly, is I would wait in yeah the bushes for the elk, and I, yeah, one swift toss of the axe, and I would have that elk down immediately. And then I'm eating like a king.
There's... you are going to throw the axe?
No, Connor. What I would likely do is I would forage for mushrooms until I found something, immediately eat a poisonous one and die.
Thank you. That's genuinely the truth. Your first two choices, hide in a tree, dive down, spear an elk to death,
yeah,
or toss an axe with the accuracy of the greatest huntsman alive.
Yeah, it's a very well-balanced axe.
And you balanced it yourself before leaving for the island?
Yes, I did, Connor.
So what was the third one? So you've got a blade, an axe, and what was your third?
Some kind of implement to boil water in. So like a pot. A cast
a pot.
Not a cast iron pot, it's probably too heavy, but just a pot, a travel camping pot.
One of those old style, like, massive fucking heaters that you have coal in. They just have to fuel it up.
What are you talking about? Like a cauldron?
Like one of the old yokes back in the... They used to have it like the 1800s.
No,
in the kitchens.
Like
in Ireland.
What are you talking about? I don't know what
this is. What are they called?
A stove?
Yeah, it could be a stove, I suppose.
I don't know. Is this what it's like to talk to me? Because I have no fucking clue what's going on.
Yeah, that's, to be honest with you, it kind of is.
Oh no, I'm sorry. No, now I'm on the other side. I feel it.
I feel the stress. Sean, we're going to finish off this week with the greatest robbery I've ever seen. Man accused of robbing Utah bank of $1 just to demand to go to federal prison. No reason given.
Oh, Connor, this might be a sad story. This might be a sad story.
Could be, but it's not.
Oh,
I
good.
Checked.
Okay.
So, UW police have arrested a bank robbery suspect accused of demanding just $1 from employees and refusing to leave afterward, instead insisting he'd wait for authorities to come. The suspect, 65-year-old Donald Santa Croce, allegedly entered a Wells Fargo bank near 300 South Main Street in Salt Lake City. A lovely street. And presented a note to the bank tellers that read, "Please pardon me for doing this, but this is a robbery. Please give me $1. Thank you."
And you're sure that it's not for, like, health insurance
yes
and stuff, that he's going to prison?
The employees complied, asking him to leave, but he refused to leave. As in a bizarre twist, he said they should call the police. He then sat down in the bank's lobby and waited for their arrival.
Right. And he refuses to elaborate on why he wants to go to federal prison.
As he waited, he appeared to complain about how long it was taking for officers to arrive at the scene.
I mean, just, you don't really... It's you don't have a leg to stand on there, do you?
He's not happy about the speed of fucking response, really. Donald made a statement to the victims that they're lucky he didn't have a gun because it was taking the police so long to get there. Ha ha ha.
He's trying to make, like banter with the staff as he's doing it.
So after he made that statement, the bank branch manager ushered the employees into the back room for their safety and locked the doors. Nobody was injured in the incident. When the officers arrived, he was arrested. He gave the $1 bill to the officers and said he entered the bank with the intent to rob it. He explained he committed the bank robbery because he wanted to go talk to the federal officers. So he committed a federal crime to go have a chat with the federal officers.
Oh, this man has a brother or something in prison that he's trying to break out.
It's not clear why he was so adamant on going to federal prison.
would the judge sentence him to it, though? Like, I get that robbing a bank is a crime, but surely those circumstances mean, no, there's something else going on here that maybe warrants a suspended sentence or something like that.
Well, he told them that if he gets out of jail, he'd rob another bank and ask for more money until he was sent to federal prison because he wanted to go talk to the federal officers.
What's his beef with the federal officers? What's he got to get? What's his angle here?
I have no idea. And that's why this robbery makes no sense. But we need to crack the court case because he robs the bank. Not because he needs, like, health insurance. He has something he needs to say to them. And he can't get in touch until he gets arrested. It's the only option.
What? Okay. So what would a federal officer need to hear from this random man? Could be a complaint. That's always an option. He could be D.B. Cooper, maybe. And he's going to finally confess. Could be... Oh, those are the only two options, I think.
We're out of options.
This is why I don't work for the federal government, it turns out.
Like, he has something really important to say. He's probably sent them letters. He's probably rang them. They just keep, yeah. We're the FBI, lad. Just, we don't give a fuck, right, about your stupid fucking investigation. Tell you what I'll do. I'll rob a bank. That's a federal crime. Then they have to come investigate me. Then I have to go to their jail. Then they'll have to talk to me. And I'll figure out a way to get my point across. It's the perfect crime.
But if you go to federal jail, you don't just get to chat to, like, the lad in charge of the FBI. Like, you're just talking to the guards in the jail.
Is that not how it works?
No. See, there's a chain of command within most societies. And within the prison, it would be the lad in charge of everyone. Then below him is, like, some kind of governor of prisons, I guess. Then a warden. Then a load of guards. And then you. And you're a prisoner. And you can only talk to the guards, really.
Yeah, but you're closer, though. You're closer to the fucking the Zenit.
I'd wager it's easier to chat to the head of the FBI as a citizen than it is as a prisoner.
Well, we don't know how much this man's tried. He's probably been trying for months. And they won't
What if he hasn't, though? What if he was just like, no, this is the way to do it, and he just settled on that?
It's the easiest way.
It's the most straightforward, direct route.
He has evidence to solve a crime. He's got evidence that will get someone out of jail, and they will not listen to him.
Yeah, and then I'm just going to do a quick... This might, you know, might get me on a list. How many federal prisons are there?
Probably a lot. It's America.
122 federal prisons. So the odds of getting to the one that he wants to talk to, it's not looking great, I would say.
But this man's going to do the research beforehand, Sean. He's going to figure out what prison do they send specific bank robbers to. Then he knows who's in charge of that bank. He's probably already sent them a letter. This man has DNA evidence. I can only assume he's got something that's annoying him that he needs to solve.
But they're probably, like, you'd be sent to a prison far away from the bank you tried to rob, wouldn't you? Yes. What if you break out and do it again?
Well, he said he was. He said, when I get out, I'm going to rob another bank.
Just keep robbing different ones around the country till he gets sent to the exact triangulated point that he wants to be at.
Perfect. And then he can have a chat with them. So if there's any update on this, I just want to know what this man's beef is. We don't know. I like the idea that maybe he just doesn't like one of the officers. Maybe they looked at him wrong once and he's like, I'm going to get my own back. Could call me dickhead when I see him next.
What if it's like, do you know those videos of soldiers returning from war and surprising their kids? What if it's like that, but his son is in prison? Sorry, there's a dog going mental outside the window right now as well. I don't know if that's being picked up.
No, I can hear it. Oh, what I would say.
Okay, right. You usually can't hear a lot of the things that go on outside the window.
True, true.
So, high-pitched dog.
That's a very loud dog. What's the story?
I think he's passing either another dog or something else on the street.
Now, is it a dog or a bear?
Oh, actually, it's after savaging several pedestrians, I think it's a bear.
Should have laid down. Should have laid down. Oh, you fight back.
Polar bear. Don't know what to do with it.
See, nobody knows. That's the fucking one that nobody knows.
No one's ever prepared for the polar bear.
Nobody's ever lived to tell the tale. Sean, I think that's it for this week's weird news.
What a week. Would you like me to take us out, Connor?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Weird News Wednesday. We will be back on Friday with Hero or Zero. Content will be posted regularly up on the Patreon, and we will be back in April for Movie Monthlies. But big thank you to everyone over on Patreon who continues to support our little show over here. Shoutouts go, of course, to Roisin the Wife Palmer, Joe Burney, Ryan Komatsu Dozer Enthusiast Evanson, Fun Facts with Waffles. Aotearoa, New Zealand has the highest sheep-to-person ratio on the planet, with roughly 10 sheep per person. David Clark, Sean Chuckin in the Wash, and It'll Be Grand Jameson, Dominic, Anna Irish Walrus Forever Helm Roos, Danny McLaughlin, No One's Ever Really Gone, Luke Hoth, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Ed Ball, The Adventures of India, Indiana Jones and the Franchise That Just Won't Die, Lorraine and Connor have swapped the order of their names to purposefully bamboozle Sean, Russ, so let me get this straight, we're all going to see Paramore live in April, perfect, 100%, and Jackson Bruheim. So thank you all very, 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 very much for the continued support of the show. Head on over to Patreon if you want to support us, get access to all the movie reviews, everything extra that we post up over there, and the Oscars chat that will be coming out soon as well. Other ways to support then, there is the Twitter, at Heroes for Hire Pod, the 4 is the number 4, Facebook is Detective Divilman's Discussion Group, Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast, and the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just the one, please.
I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I have been Connor Lawler.
I have been Sean Meehan.
And we shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.